maximum altitude.
Yeah, just play those for you. Those are transmigrational tapes that will relax you, make you feel as if you're listening to the show from a distance. You're sleepy. You're calling. Okay, so what we're going to do is take you on a guided tour of the last show before the end of the world. You might feel an uncomfortable pinch at the base of your brain, but beyond that, there shouldn't be any adverse effect. We're sending the signals now. You should be able to be picking up the various characters taking their positions on the quarterdeck. These are all fictional characters. Nobody here is real. This is, after all, a show.
Horatio Hornblower and Anthony Edvers. Did you ever read those, by the way?
Anthony Edvers. I came on those way too late. Yeah, they're wonderful. The Hornblower, I don't know the Evans. I mean, just
the Edvers things are like the same kind of deal, a whole series. But,
and also just action-packed and fast-paced, and you're through the thing in 14 minutes. But you've beat the Spanish. And my favorite still to this day is the old retired crotchety admiral at home, and the soaked Frenchman comes in the door, and his wife knows who he is, and he doesn't. And that was a nice illustration of what it would have been like to be a Royal Navy officer at the time. Like Master and Commander, and what was it? Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, which I was explaining to a friend.
Did you see it, the new one?
No, not yet.
The new installment?
No, I have not yet, but I will. I will. And in the second one, the interceptor has thrown its anchor overboard, so it was in effect put on the brakes and be passed by the pirate ship. And that ship is the Lady Washington. It has a giant propeller there, right where she comes out of the water and her ass is sticking up in the air. And there's a propeller, and of course in the movie there's a wonderfully designed piece foof of water that's covering what you know, not be the thing. So they actually used, they could have done a model, but they used the Lady Washington. She broke her bowsprit coming across after they went. That boat is berthed in Seattle. And you see her all the time here. She comes through all the time taking little kids on the up in the Delta. I saw her at Rio Vista one day. And they spruced up her stern and made her into a larger looking ship for the film. And I'm sure the third one too. But I was going to go to the Grand Lake because they have free popcorn if you go to the matinee Monday through Thursday.
Oh, just like those K-Rob shows. Free popcorn,
yeah. With and the little seeds, which will break your teeth if you're not careful. If you're laughing hard at the talent of them.
Yes. Or you could take milk duds and mix them into the...
There's an assortment of candy there to tempt you, and free popcorn and K-Rob mixes. And young tattooed, de-metal young people who always... My favorite group was actually still the group that came to see David Lynch's movie.
Yeah.
They were all younger than the movie and were quite be-metaled and be-tattooed. And it looked like to me like people who had maybe seen... That was the first time they'd seen the movie, which was kind of neat.
It probably was.
I always liked that. And it's a great movie. Eraserhead, that's what I'm thinking of. I couldn't watch the whole thing, you know, because it's too scary. Oh, only in my mind.
It brings the memories back when you see it, because you don't remember all of it.
Mm-hmm. It was a different movie somewhat in my mind. Although tonight, I watched the hour and a half long press release from Discovery Channel, HBO. Somebody did a Star Wars... explanation show. What do you call it? It was a... I don't know. It said
you turn up the
title.
Headphone volume.
The title thing.
The idea.
It looked like you're all the way down or something.
The science behind Star Wars, or something like that.
Wow, this is an amazing new chair they've installed here.
Yeah,
it must be super ergonomic.
It was some kind of press release for some kind of...
It's gastronomically.
It had esticles of all of the shows.
Oh, how
good. But it was quite nice, and it was nice finally to understand the order. I know I could understand it somehow, but I could never remember the order of Star Wars is.
Oh, yeah?
I forget that the first one we saw was the fourth one of the series.
Yeah.
So it looks stupid.
Yeah, so now...
Because all this high tech, and then suddenly it's like this 76 movie, and then it's like...
Yeah.
But I was watching this thing tonight.
Yeah, what a dumb idea.
I was given by a friend that's just an hour and a half for HBO or Discovery or somebody where they did George Lucas is that, and this means that, and a breakdown of the whole thing. It was marvelous just to climb back into for a while. And,
mm-hmm.
and all the mythicists, everybody from Stephen Colbert to actual thinking professors of history were talking about you know, what means who and how and what. And
right.
So, yeah, it was good.
What means why, though?
Yeah, and everybody.
Who means
nobody's saying, and Mr. Lucas
where
is
means
so rich that they named the street why? After him that he lives on.
Really, yeah.
Well, isn't it down in Lucas Valley? Although I think
it's
it
down
was,
in Lucas Valley.
Lucas Valley.
They did that.
Was Lucastown. There beforehand? Wasn't it? Wasn't
no,
it?
No,
Lucas
no.
No,
it used to be.
It used to be something else. And when
oh, really?
He moved
it used
in,
to be Johnny Tom.
You had to be
John
ones.
John.
I thought I remembered
John,
hearing
Johnson,
somewhere that it was
Johnson
already
Valley
in
Road.
Lucas Valley.
Yeah,
there was old Farmer Johnson.
It's just
there.
One of those strange coincidences.
And then Lucas bought his old Johnson's farm. And it became Lucas Valley then.
Mm, yes, old man Johnson.
Particularly after
man
he greased
Lucas.
The palms of the local administrators.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
well,
he found
that
the, like the
way
highest
way
ranking official, and he said, "Here, let me
that's
give you this
not
money,
fair. That's
and
not fair.
And for all this stuff you guys want to do, you know." And so they were able to do those great things that they wanted to perform. And those
see,
wonderful
the,
acts
our,
of charity.
Our,
and they
well, we
wanted
had actually two guests that were going to do it.
Really?
Two guests that were going to do it.
They were going to do
but,
it?
But the one guest that I know of that I see all the time has never come, even though I know he'd like to.
So who's
maybe,
that?
Maybe someday he will. Jeff?
Yeah.
And he keeps threatening to come, and I know he'd enjoy it. And he's Stephen Colbert's bastard son.
But he really? Just can't get up. Into
but he just can't
yeah,
get
but it's a
up.
Hard thing to do.
Hard
that.
Yes, it
up.
Is. So that's why you shouldn't
although,
go to sleep.
The other host of the show before ours actually called those people wimps this evening.
Really?
Yeah, he said if you can't get up at 2:30, you're a wimp.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're a wimp.
Because of all the times I've been forced to get up at 2:30.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, I can remember when you forced me to get up at 2:30 when I first
you know, I was telling somebody about that the other day when we would call you guys from
the
other
show. George Lucas
and where it was like 7 AM where you were and the phone rings and it's this show.
What the?
Yeah, we get George
remember,
Lucas. Look, he's firing his own little fire beam.
Okay, caller, press button 3 right now to prove that you're
right
that
okay.
It's there. You
ow.
Go. Thank you.
Oh, oops. Ow. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what about George Lucas?
Well, George Lucas was looking for a space for the Skywalker Ranch. They were looking at various parcels, and it was down to two different parcels, real estate parcels in Marin County, and the choice between them was made because one was on Lucas Valley Road.
Uh-oh, see, there's a vote
see,
for Lucas first.
Okay,
road,
all right.
That makes me, that gives me hope in, for
that
mankind
gives me
because
hope
the
I
road
think,
did
yeah,
precede his going there.
You know, that sort of makes it a, you know, he said, hey, it's on Lucas Valley Road, so I
hey,
should
cool.
buy there.
I'll just live
yeah, how
there.
Cool. How cool. Incredible.
Then
cool
people
is.
Will perpetually ask, is that named after me?
And people on the radio will talk about it.
From the force.
Yeah, and we'll have guys, okay. We'll have callers who know the real story that will call in and tell us
and
what the
truth
is.
It was fun to see somebody edit all that, may the force be with it. Force be with you, force be with you.
The force be with you.
Yeah, it was like mixed down.
So
oh, really? Somebody had done that?
Yeah. Oh, just this little edit. And they had everybody from Stephen Colbert to Brokaw to all
did
these
they,
people.
Oh, they didn't do the movie, though.
They had all collages of the movie, little of all the characters. Up
so,
to the
caller,
one.
Do you live on
what
Lucas Valley Road?
Thing.
No, I live in Oakland.
Oh, okay, all right.
On
Lucas
Place.
Road?
But one may dream.
By chance?
Oakland has some cool roads in it. It has Snake Road. Everybody
yeah.
There?
Now, when I was in St. Louis, I remember a road called Lucas and Hunt Road. The road name itself was called Lucas and Hunt. So if you were driving down Lucas and Hunt Road, you would be looking for addresses that were like 5512 Lucas and Hunt. Lucas and Hunt were
okay,
like
we're
two
driving,
guys,
here we
and
go.
They named
driving
a road
the
after
street.
They named a single road after two people.
Yeah, they'll do that.
And
like
so,
the road line with oak.
So you
with
had to,
oak.
Yeah, you, oh, there is a road named what?
No, it's named the Line Road with Bones.
The Line Road?
Correct. You follow the Yellow Line Road.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
get it. The corner of the street.
Like 4412, the yellow line road?
Perfect.
Of Texas.
Yeah.
And when you say, Hail be the Force.
Hail Mary.
Hail.
Yeah, but boy, the
Hail be the Force.
The poor Darth Vader guy, the sort of teenage to middle-aged Darth Vader guy, is... I must come down on the side of...
Yeah, did you bring your life raft?
Or at least enunciator. He does sound like a normal teenager.
And protection against exposure.
But he wouldn't be a normal teenager. Anyway,
Well, actually, somebody made that point in the show, which I agree with.
Share clothes with those who are wet.
They're talking about how, you know...
Give them the most sheltered positions on this life raft.
Anakin doesn't get Jedi, doesn't get promoted to Jedi, and it has to sit down with the council.
Please prove... possession of
a number of the people analyzing the show said, yeah, I mean, what other weird force in the universe could
let
lead
them
to madness?
Warm their hands and feet
whiny teenager,
against your body.
What? I didn't get Corps Commander next year.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Put on any extra clothing available.
I'm not a Jedi.
I remember Paul and I were doing the same thing. We were saying that the old reason head of the universe, evil head of the universe, who I still see as Louis XIV,
huddle
we
with
thought
the
he should be like
an
11-year-old kid, sort of like what's his name's brother in Star Wars or Star Trek.
Spread extra salt across the wound.
Ron Howard's brother.
Repeatedly bend over and flex buttock muscles.
Or of Galactus.
Warm hands under armpits. Periodically raise your feet slightly and hold them for a minute or two.
To the instructions that Michael Pepe should do to get on the internet.
Before your face muscles
Philo's a born again exercise. Not now. At the gym, hours and hours.
Shivering is normal. It's the body's way of quickening, generating.
And strangely, he became the guru of physical fitness.
You must stay dry and keep warm.
Of course, he made a fortune with these tapes, these instructional videos.
If you are wet, get down behind the windshield. Remove, wring out, and replace outer garments, or get into dry clothing if possible.
Yes.
Dry your hat, socks, and gloves.
Let me help you out of distress.
Huddle with the others on the floor.
Get down there.
Repeatedly bend over and pry buttocks apart while flexing muscles.
And it's all on TV.
Shivering is normal.
Shivering and quivering. Queasy quizzlings.
Saucy cold.
Traitors, everyone.
Field of cherry pigeons.
Always throw them out to sea. Be careful not to snag buttock on fish hooks.
Sights that witness madness. Slaves.
Avoid leaks.
Of the dark idolum.
Take mild exercise to restore circulation.
Regiments of gibbering idiots.
Ew, what if I don't want to flush my buttock?
Make pack parachute container.
How does,
how
does one respond to the imperative move? To
wear
someone
shoes you can walk home in are
telling you to do things. You knuckle under to authority?
Not if you live on Lucas
Don't
Valley
overload.
Road.
25 to 30 pound pack.
The sage always respects legitimate authority. Oh, it's too late. You missed your chance. That was way back in the sequence. You can't possibly catch up now. You might as well give it up. No buttock flexing for you. You have to do it along with the program. You see, you don't understand. You're complaining about it. It's a privilege. If you don't want it, you don't.
You know, the other thing is, none of what we're saying matters.
But what if you could flex someone
else? Not one iota, not one
by
word, not, no electrons reaching
action
your ears.
Action on matter at a distance.
Because
you just
by
might
this time, what, next
there.
Week, there won't be
yes,
any world.
That's
you
right.
Just
little, a little cloud.
Because it will be the end of the world.
Yeah.
A rapidly expanding cloud of atoms.
And this show is like a fish trap for your mind.
Yeah, so stand back or be eaten.
You know how fish swim into the trap and then they can't swim out?
I don't really know if the exists are going to pulverized or atomized.
They're nice aliens.
They're going to play with us for a while.
They're
going
to take the subgeniuses mainly.
Well, they're going to take us. When I say us, in the first context, I mean the them us. You know, us as the universal constant.
Yes.
Whereas for us, the subgeniuses, we are the exclusive, anti-constant, where we'll actually be, as we talked about in previous occasions, but
yes.
The bigger, the us that will remain after we us have left, that's the ones we're talking
and
about.
And also, the church that comes on before us on this religious radio station was begging us to what? Go back to the old ways.
That's
tonight. What was it? Going back to the
wanted us
to quit your job and slack off. That was the rule that he thought was most important to promote here at the end.
That we should
don't forget
yeah,
Bob Dylan's
last
show
days,
on Sirius Radio.
Here we are in the last days. You should quit your job now.
Yeah, you've
don't
got
go to work tomorrow.
Yeah. That's that
stay
easy.
Stay home.
Yeah.
And when they call, just don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You're going to sit down, you're going to quit your job, you're going to slack off, and you're going to have fun and relax for the first time.
And play
you haven't
piano,
ever been able to relax, and now you'll know what it is. If you relax in the safety of your own delusions.
Yes, a noble goal to achieve.
You pull the wool over your own eyes this time. Why allow the conspiracy to continue to do it every day, pulling the wool over your eyes?
You can be deep in the conspiracy's sheepish expressions, but dip down into the sheep dip and find that wool can be pulled over your own eyes.
And we're not talking about that, the little conspiracies of which there's millions, you name one. Every conspiracy on the conspiracy list is part of the conspiracy.
The conspiracy of Billy and Susie versus Timmy.
We're talking about the giant conspiracy, the big one conspiracy.
The one that includes all the others, that interlocks in the overarching structure.
That is the
Megalo conspiracy.
That's the conspiracy that keeps the
normals
the
normal.
Sex, what was she called? What was she saying?
We call it
certified
the,
sex worker.
The
certified?
Macro conspiracy.
It keeps the normals normal and keeps them from understanding what slack is.
That the conspiracy kept Virgie from being here.
Slack.
Perhaps she'll visit us another time.
Those differences between how to access your original slack and those that have it that will never get to
behind
it.
Michael Pepe, you
is
can
simply
see
the
us,
teachings
I put together
of
this
Bob.
Video of how we deal with the conspiracy.
This is a very
there's the backwards glass shot.
I love the animation.
It's too bad whoever it was that was supposed to be here didn't get here when they were supposed
there
to.
There were a bunch of supposed to. See, that's what
we were looking
this
at.
This is
the
what's going to
camera.
Happen. Hal's going to be standing there.
Nobody's showing
looking
up
at
all.
The electric stairs that whisk him into the pleasure saucers, and all of these people are going
to
be standing around Upper State New York going, I don't know if I believe
you.
And
we're
going to
be
world.
Looking out the window going, We won't even be doing that because we won't have time. We're going to be so busy having fun. We won't even have time to remember that there were people we left behind. We're going to have already forgotten about them because the pleasure we have at that point will be so great, it's going to override any memory we had of any past existence or any importance to any memory. So it's no matter what a miserable life you may have had being a tortured nerd, the fact that you had paid your $30 and were a member of the church now meant that you could, and you're now on the pleasure saucers, that now you can just relax and have the sex goddesses come in and serve you martinis while you're sitting there in your fuzzy slippers and bathrobe.
How comfortable it seems.
In front of your roaring fire or whatever your...
What a marvelous
whatever the delusion scene. That you have that you want to explore to its fullest, that will be the one in which you find yourself you're on the pleasure saucers.
I'm looking forward to those pleasures, as I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah.
I've been told that Hal takes the hot tub up to the pleasure saucers. You just sit in the hot tub and it takes it right there.
Yeah, well, Hal... His whole room is a hot tub once he gets there, filled with bodacious babes in bikinis.
Yes, and this trained dog, too.
That trained dog is something that you've really spend a lot of time with, and you want to make sure that the trained dog can have the same fun you
do. His training as he should, and guard the hierarchy hot tub from other bobbies of lesser stature.
Now, did you train that dog yourself?
He came with the.
What is this button?
He
do?
Had the training embedded in his overbraid, right?
It's just like a feature of the place there, but he sure does his job.
Yeah, what did that button you pushed made those people over there appear to be?
It was the weirdest thing to listen to. I'm trying to figure out what those people were doing in that recording studio.
And why didn't those people that were supposed to be here talking about how large their breasts are?
Because I got this thing when I was
well, it was part of the conspiracy, as we said just a while ago. That is what prevented them from being here. But tomorrow is another day.
Did you know that Catal Hayek has often been called a premature flash of brilliance and complexity?
By whom?
Well, the fact that it's frequently been called that, it makes it difficult to list all the people. And
hey, you can't fight City Hall.
Who am I to go against that?
So much
learning?
Hours and hours of radio. Our K-Rob was getting a show on Stanford Radio.
They had some cattle there that were like oxen, sort of a cross between oxen and...
You mean getting into the pleasure saucers?
Right.
Yeah. They took three of everything.
Three of everything.
Ox to wrath hath moved.
They took one of each sex.
Shall never be by woman love.
So Philo's practicing saxophone with
the oxen.
One frop hole.
Went marching two by two into the
shooting with the other prop hole, holding back the conspiracy.
I think that was the meteor coming through the ship.
559.
Flying through the ship. Our hull has been breached, I believe. The nanotech robots will be in place very shortly to replace all of the
but you can't trust that those
damage and restore the ship to its former integrity.
Just wait till I get my hands on those little nanobots. I'll show them a thing or two.
We keep them running with an intoxicating chemical agent lying behind the fermentation of fruit juices, honey, and grains.
Mischief maker son.
That's not for another 3 minutes. He's trying to help them during the battle by IDing our little radio station, which is very nice of you, but that helps us. Helps the them find us.
We like that. We like to know that.
Anyway, you know, this is I'm trying to bring you down because it's the end of the world and everybody's burning and crying and dying. And
oh, it won't be that bad.
Nah, it won't still be that bad.
Really?
Oh, no, okay. Not this time. It's going to be
never mind.
Without Hold a bang, on. But with a whimper.
It can be endured.
I'm going to change the present.
That's the important thing. If you pay your $30, you still have a few days. You can pay your $30 and get it on the ship.
977-9104. Call him, wake him up. Crazy baby fetus. He's lost.
Of course, we're not. You really can't pay your $30. We're not. I was just teasing about that part. We're not taking any more, and we couldn't if we wanted to, because this is a non-profit radio station.
Yes, without honor in our own country.
And we don't want to aggrandize our own money containers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We don't want to say me every three words.
Into the money pots we go, followed by our dogs and...
Someone called for a doctor?
Our domestic animals, our cattle.
That's one of those terms. Doctors, that was us a long time ago.
And our households.
Back when we hacked pianos into piles of splinters in 4 hours. And a tank, I was just relating to somebody, a tank of a church air would only last 12 hours.
And remember, we got those tanks were so cheap back then. You just walk in and get them.
Yep.
I bet you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Tanks, not since 9/11, because Al-Qaeda likes church air.
Al-Qaeda likes church air.
They like church anything.
And they like the moon. And they go after the moon because, you know, Allah was originally a moon
goddess. A moon god, as Jack T. Chick has pointed out on numerous occasions.
Yeah.
Go. And he's a friend of the Dixie Chicks, right? Or no, it's Saddam Hussein.
I've got some salsa for those Dixie Chips.
Now,
right,
are you aware of their 7 herbs that have great virtues?
And you can't mention them on the radio, or you get a big fine.
Napoleon.
Napoleon Solo's one.
Yeah.
And the third is the herb of the moon.
Boy, oh, oh, oh.
Which is called kynostates.
Uh-oh, now you did it.
See, we'll be making, for those of you who survived the end of the world, we'll be making
the juice
tea
of
out
it.
Of this on July 14th Burgess on the side of Mount Diablo. In the anti-full
and
moon
breastplates.
It'll be dark.
Two.
How does she keep those plates on there like that?
You'll be up above the clouds, so at dawn, if you can get up and run up to the top, which I love to do, you can see the beautiful, all through
run
the Bay Area.
To the top.
Do we have to hold our breath while we run
Easter
up
Easter morning,
there?
That was a year
every
ago,
other
right?
breath.
It was a year ago, yeah.
Every other breath.
I jumped in the truck at dawn and ran up to the top of the mountain.
Okay, take this
and
herb.
No one was there, and I made coffee and just sat there in the quiet on the highest point in this state.
I remember that, yeah. Take this herb and put it on your neck where you have that swine pox.
The schweinenpox.
Because we don't want the other people on the saucer to get it yet.
We don't want
now,
to bring our earth
it
diseases
heals the cuts
to the new world.
And produces a growth in the fundament.
And you're done. So just roll over and we'll do the other side.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't realize it, but there was still more. And then the thunder came, and the rain set in, and the long winter,
here,
and the days grew shorter, and men's tempers grew
sourer. This will pass
sourer.
Over in a second. It won't take long.
Life
this
was
rain never lasts very
battered
long.
And beaten down.
See, it's already tapering off.
Yeah, it's only
now that we're under the edge of the awning here. I can see that.
It's this just awning is awesome.
Yeah.
Here, want some more awning?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some more. Why don't you come back and meet me back here?
Here, let me just be careful.
Oh, it's the cops.
We'll have to deal with these. Oh, here's the other phone.
Oh, no, it's the caller. 84835. There you go.
There we go. That caller. Say, hello, caller. We're on
see, now we're on the pleasure saucers, and people are having a great time here.
Yeah, they don't call them pleasure saucers for nothing.
And we're ordering up more liquid slack by the gallon. Because all they've been drinking to this point is the water from the hot tub.
Oh, I thought you
what
said
about
smack.
It? We're supposed to drink the water from the hot
this,
tub.
These guys, all the bobbies have drank.
It depends on who's been in it.
Yeah,
here,
he always. Yeah, sure.
Closing
it's
on the
okay for arena. Some people to be in the hot tub and have the bathwater drink, but
yeah.
It's not okay for other people to be in the hot
you
tub
take
and have
my
their
meaning.
Bathwater drink.
And we're
you
just
take
put
my
it.
Drunk,
and
drink,
in we
drink.
Go. What a delightful splash.
It's
round
like the food of the gods that we drink this water. I can feel my skull starting to vibrate.
And your skin starts to prune up.
It's as if these massive skulls do not vibrate, and therefore the brains were not sufficiently
balanced by swimming pool chemicals. So now we're having a three-course meal in the hot tub. So
everyone knows that vibrations of the human skull, as produced by loud vocalization, exert a massaging effect on the brain and facilitate elution of metabolic products from the brain into the cerebral spine.
I wonder how much it costs to pay somebody to massage your brain.
The Neanderthals had a brain 15% larger than we have.
Saying on the radio,
they did not survive in competition
now
with modern
humans. Massaging your brain.
Their brains were more polluted because their massive skulls did not vibrate, and therefore the brains were not sufficiently clean. In the evolution of the modern humans, the thinning of cranial bones was important.
Huh. Well, but as we become neotenous, our cranial sutures will stay open for longer and longer periods of time until finally even into the adult stage as a recessive characteristic. Then people will be able to see their brain pulsing.
Well, if you remember that Neanderthals didn't have the power of speech, supposedly.
Well, who was there to hear them? Who could give us a good report?
One of your ancestors, apparently. One of the ones that didn't interbreed with the Neanderthals.
It's not known whether anyone did interbreed with them. It's possible that they were too far apart, and so breeding with them would produce a sterile offspring or a mule.
Right.
But if it is possible that they did interbreed, then maybe they were loved to death instead of hacked to death.
When you put them together,
I'd like to see that movie.
Sure, they were taken as lemans by the other types, the Cro-Magnon and so on, and produced no offspring.
That's so great the way you say that. She's
well,
there, say it again. Like a drunken snipe punk kind
of a drunken sniper on a rooftop. At Sam's Club, but
Sam's Club, Stamper Samper.
The 7% solution.
Did you hear about Walmart invading Santa Rosa?
I heard they invaded Poland.
Yeah. They had computers. It was easy this time.
And a fleet of submarines. High tech.
And the most sophisticated fishing equipment available.
It was...
They even had star charts.
Destiny.
And pearl millet.
Right. Queen
Not
of
just
the
that.
Sea.
Paths and roads looked normal to them. Look at the ground for hedgehogs, porcupines, anteaters, mice, wild pigs, deer, and even wild cattle.
Wild pigs that fly with the moon on their wings.
Yes, these are a few of your favorite
things. The little show things.
More common animals, small rodents.
But what about the hippogriff and the basilisk?
Lesser known parts
the
of next days.
Poppy cockalorum.
They
were the
saucers
right.
of here.
You'll see pictures of us on the side of the saucers, just like in Blade Runner, this giant advertisement.
Yeah, we'll have our own ads on the pleasure saucers.
We'll be forced to look at all the subjects.
Because
demigods.
Each one of us will be running for, like, you know, office once we get there.
And you're stuck with all of these us's.
And you know we can be whatever you want us to be. That's the important thing.
So and then your mind is taken up by all of the energy of trying to make us into something you want us to be.
Now, when you get to the rivers and plains of X, of the planet X, you need to remember to skin all large game immediately while the carcass is still warm. Roll the hide up before it freezes and cut the meat into proper portions and pile them separately so that after they are frozen, they may be handled as individual pieces.
Roll who's behind up?
In summer, store them in ground ice holes. Ground ice holes.
I resent that remark.
Carefully protected from animals. Leave the fat on all animals except seals.
Yes, that doesn't get my seal of approval. Phocids contain toxins, and eating the seal meat might put you in a world of hurt. Or make you rabid, rabid.
Yeah, we're doing the preparatory work now. We're communicating with the saucers from the show.
Never eat polar bear meat unless it has been cooked thoroughly. Preferably after it has been cut into small pieces and boiled. Polar bear meat is always contaminated with the larva of trichinosis.
Now he tells me.
And never eat polar bear liver. It is dangerous to man because of its high concentration of vitamin A.
Yeah,
wow.
Here's my favorite conventional version of the pleasure saucers of writing.
They are spectacular. Graceful and beautiful as they settle down.
They are. You know the one I really like? It's like when you go in the entrance, it's like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. You sit in this little boat. With the other, and you float in this little Cajun bayou, and there's a restaurant over there, and you can see people eating and having a good time, and you're floating along, and there's a guy who's playing the banjo next to you on the river there, you know.
Because you're on the river.
Because you're on the river, and it's
and
like
suddenly you drop down a story, and the little guy laughs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what it's like when the pleasure saucers come.
It is. That is one of the entrances to the pleasure saucers. It looks it's so great the way they've done that. And another one looks just like a prize, one of the early prize, with a big facade, and you go in there like it's a Roman cathedral, and you have to buy a lot of appliances with the free chit they give you. You go in there and they give you this little chit, and you just show it. After a while, you just tattoo it on your wrist.
One of the best parts is you see all
here,
the
they're
all
tattooing
the
it right
bobbins
there.
And the anti-believers all being chewed up by
yeah.
I think it's Dobbs Army or somebody.
It's a mechanical army of transformers and machines that go down there. Big, they have that one machine that has like a blowtorch on one arm and a frying pan on the other, and it just puts the little bobbies in the frying pan and then heats up the pan with its other hand.
Oh, look at oh yeah, well.
And they fry the bobbies in their own juices.
Wow. It's
and
almost
somebody,
like science.
It's somebody eats those bobbies later.
Well,
because
it's
for
it's
them,
good they don't go to waste.
For them, it's a meal. You know, it's a real meal.
A meal in itself. Just like the meals in the Promised Land.
Yeah.
On the other side of the River Jordan. Where those saucers will land and disgorge their contents, the quivering bobbies, fresh as if new birthed and born from the bellies of the giant ships. And then these glistening bobbies will begin their first trudging steps up the glorious road of subgenius dynasty.
There they go, ascending unto, I had it upside down. Ascending unto Bob. And their little tail fins are washed, and they're placed on the assembly line to slack. Oh, looks like it's going a little bit fast today.
Trail to treasure, we call them. But you say the slack is going really fast today?
Yeah, there's so many bobbies that have to be processed before the end of the world.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's going a little too fast, I think. Oh, not all the bobbies are getting stamped with the slack. Oops.
How do you get the slack back in them?
Once they've seen
payroll. Falling off the conveyor belt onto the machinery below.
Look, it's just a big fat stack of them down there, too. Nobody's doing anything with them.
It's a big fat stack.
They're just sitting down there taking up space.
Yeah, bobby space. Yeah, well, maybe the janitor will come in at 4 a.m. and push all the little bobbies into the little soul cans. Where they can still be used by the demigods of space.
Yeah, that would be us, I guess.
Yeah. Or so designated by the Me Show over 20 years ago. That's a long time for a religion.
Yeah, it is.
Or a show or anything. So here you can see little bobby souls glowing inside them. Did we say what station we're on? No. And what 848-4425 you're listening to?
No, we didn't. But it's KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, 98.1 and 98.9.
Yeah,
you know the drill.
And then it was KCFR in Chico. And Fresno was KCFC.
And until July 15th, KPFA.org.
KFCF. I'm sorry. I always say that one backwards. And when I'm
really
getting ready to say it, I think to myself, I'm going
to
say it backwards.
Really put the kibosh on internet broadcasting.
We won't be doing that much anymore in internet broadcasting.
KPFA was saying they might have to restrict the keyhole to maybe 220 listeners.
They would do that?
They have to do that just to stay within what people might think or believe are the limits of the thing.
Yeah, because the government makes people pay money just to listen to the show. They're so intrusive nowadays. I think we should just quit having a government. Let's just go back to the free world, you know, and just have us as people. And if we have a government, the government should serve us this time and not us serving the government. Don't you think that's a good plan? I mean, are people here to serve the government? Is that really the truth?
Something smells good.
If you've ever wanted to punch the Pillsbury Doughboy right in the
are
belly,
we here?
You're
I want
to live for others or only for ourselves?
What the hell are you doing, you crazy?
I think we should live only for ourselves.
Moose Country 106.7. When it comes to country,
and for others.
Ayn Rand philosophy.
No, I think we live for ourselves and others. It's not a question of either or. See, that's reductionist rhetorical approach always puts it in an either or situation. Never addressing it. Never addressing it in its full complexity, which includes many more ramifications other than either or. A whole array of grayness has to be addressed through several avenues simultaneously.
What
concept
that
the values could be reduced to either or is simply unacceptable.
You're not refining that or.
Country Dirt live from Nashville.
Country Dirt. And who's for the dirt? Remember, we talked about this before. The plants, you know, people are always trying to protect the plants, but what about the dirt? There, the plants are like sucking the life out of the dirt. And who's taking care of the dirt? It's like, what gives the plant the right to suck the nutrients out of the dirt?
If they want to give you
answer
a
me
gun
that, Michael Pepe.
And go out into battle, you just go and you get killed because
who gives the dirt? Who gives the plant the right to suck the life out of the dirt?
I have a question Michael Pepe. Where are you going to be at the end of the world?
Well, save the dirt, man. Save the dirt. Kill the plants. Save the dirt. The dirt has been punished for way too long.
The dirt. I'm going to be.
People stand on dirt. Who asked them to stand on the dirt?
If there was no dirt around when I die, maybe I won't be.
The dirt doesn't need you. The dirt was here before you. The dirt doesn't need you. The dirt will be after you. It's a good thing. It's just while we're here, we're punishing the dirt. Okay. That's bad.
All right.
We put concrete on top of
dirt. Okay. Thanks.
We let animals walk around and defecate on the dirt.
Say nice dirt.
Nobody thinks about the dirt.
Is your computer made out of dirt?
Not at that time period.
The plants don't think about the dirt.
They might think about it all the time.
They don't care about the dirt. They just
rapture.
What do the plants give back to the dirt until they die? Nothing. Now, I'll admit that there is a process by which plant matter becomes dirt again. Through a long process, but that's just a natural process that the dirt takes advantage of.
Well, you're going to miss 777.
Well, what about 714?
And what happens on 777?
I will be there, and that's where the true flag of the church is.
714, that number rings a bell.
And where will that be?
I don't know, the Frankenthaler Forest, what's it called?
Mount Diablo.
Mount Diablo.
Now, what about 714? Wasn't that like a pill that they used to take?
That's a Bastille Day, but I assume that's a coincidence. You're not allying the church with the French now, right?
Sure. Well, the French are, you know, our friends.
Oh, so are there French subgeniuses?
Oh, yeah. There are people listening in Paris.
That's right.
It's 7 in the morning. Well, now it's
only there they go.
15 in the morning.
Let's give them a bonjour.
It's almost 4:20 here, but 7:20 there.
Hey, I got a letter from a fan here.
Oh, yeah? And they said...
What are they saying?
Says, dear show...
Yeah?
That's us.
See?
I am now... And this
I'm a
writer,
French
it makes
girl.
It very difficult to even read Isn't because of their handwriting is so... pardon me while I stumble through this. I am now by the fireside, alternately throwing the ball for Shadrach... And trying to write to you, the show. I was weaker. No, that's not it. Iowa's weather has been lousy since Christmas time. Freezing rain, sleet, snow, wind, sub-zero temperatures.
Sounds like a right nice place.
Part of California has not had such great weather either. Did the rains, mud, etc. bother your area?
7-Eleven on 711.
I was not going to San Diego for the meetings. Seemed poor to me. I had signed on for a major trip to China. but had decided to go to San Diego and enjoy
and see the saucers over in New York
this summer.
7-Eleven. So look for me at 7-Eleven.
He visit Sea Hale and friends. So I am now.
We can see all the way to Upper State New York.
Learn
see the end of the
TADTA
world start.
At the hotel.
Beginning
I'm looking
of the
forward
earliest,
to seeing you
little microscopic molecular level beginning of that explosion. I start running.
I'm
and that way
in
I stay
the area Friday and leave on the 16th. For I want to get home to help
yeah,
Nancy
the attack on target
celebrate
scene.
Her big day.
That's right.
Well, I want to know, you know, how are we going to go? Are we just going to bubble up and get hot and die?
You'll receive your form in the mail, your instruction form.
Are you talking about for the Virginia's Film Fest?
It comes with your federal income tax return.
Yes, how is the world going to end? Will we go up? I was waiting for a nuclear holocaust, but now it looks more like a slow
Well, slow is a relative term. It's slow in human terms, but it's very, very quick in cosmic terms.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Well, but now it looks more like warming. Just as we're just going to bubble and boil to death.
Right. Global warming. The sun will get closer and closer.
Yeah.
It's as humans breathe. They draw the sun closer to the Earth.
Carbon dioxide.
And the human caused carbon dioxide. Will attract the sun at a much faster rate than would have normally occurred and will cause us to be melting much faster than normal. We won't have to worry about the global problems with the water rising because the heat will come on so fast the water will evaporate. And the water will go shooting towards the sun. Before it gets there, it will be turned into ice crystals. And we'll draw it together to form the basis for our landing craft. It's amazing how that stuff fits together. I never realized that the plan was so intricate. Neither did Dr. Howe.
No, I was completely blindsided by it in all its awesome complexity. And
Dr. Howe, would you like to see one of these?
Yeah, I think maybe I would, just to see what you got there.
I'll see you later in San Diego.
Keeping Michael Pepe on his toes as he dances a pretty accomplished samba there.
He is pretty good. Now, you were trained by Sammy Davis Jr., right, Michael? You have that Sammy Davis Jr. touch. I can tell by the way you tip your straw hat and you flex your cane.
Yeah, well, that was the old days of Vaudeville.
Good show.
The 20s.
Hey, I hear another caller buried under Michael.
They're down there, and Michael Pepe is also explaining some very important matters.
Come on up, caller. I can hear you. Don't let Michael hold you down. I can hear you struggling to get up. Michael's on top of caller X. Caller X is trying to struggle out from underneath him.
Drink a glass of water.
You threaten to come back every week, and we still have to shove you back in the box.
Back in the box, you go.
Now tie a big bow on top of it this time. Here's my finger. Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. Will you come over and help decorate my Christmas gifts for me? And how about let's make breakfast and have those special kind of flapjacks we talked about that one time. The eggs and bacon and ham and hash browns and marmalade and fresh toast, sourdough toast and pancakes, flapjacks.
We're going to
have griddle cakes. We'll have Funyun cakes.
Funyun cakes?
Funyun cakes.
Oh, Funyun.
I remember them.
We make cakes out of Funyun. We use Funyun to make the flour. And then we sift the flour like so. Add a pinch of salt.
Hey.
A little bit of baking powder.
Oh, so that's what you call it.
A touch of milk. And now we'll stir the whole concoction. Stir. Keep stirring.
Just keep stirring? Okay.
Keep stirring.
All right. I'm stirring.
Now, take the whole thing out, cut it into small shapes, like, much like your nose.
Okay.
And then we'll put it all into the oven and bake for 11 minutes at 360.
All right.
Sweeney Todd is coming. Sweeney Todd meets Springtime for Hitler meets Mike, Mickey Mouse.
Now you have your Funyun biscuits.
And Speed the Plow.
And it's like food of the gods. It's like ambrosia. It tastes like what you want it to taste like, what you imagine it to taste like.
Like everything on the show.
You.
Mm-hmm. You. You hear your own show as we do the me show.
Because it's about me and it's about you and we're about us together here on the show.
It's about time to be on the show.
It's about time. It's about space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep. About two guys in the strangest place.
And that's right here, high above Berkeley.
High above Berkeley.
Hello. Looking down through the little clouds. Philo's waving, everybody.
You can see him.
Hey, look, all of northern central California.
You're starting to see a global positioning.
I like this spaceship, the one you can open the window on. They're just like wing vents. You open the window.
It's 4:30 in the morning where you are, but
they got some kind of force field to keep the air in.
Yeah, but you can still drop cigarette butts. You can still drop your cigarette butts out the window.
Yeah, we can see
bottle caps.
Especially if you live up in the Sierras.
Bottle caps. Hey, watch this.
The likelihood of being seen. Oh, whoa. Look, it's falling away from the ship.
I like to spit out the window and
watch it fall. I know, but it gathers speed to a point where it lands like an atomic bomb.
If it hits somebody in the top of the head, it'll actually go all the way through their body before it drills at least 11 feet into the pavement below, just from terminal velocity.
That's just from us spitting.
No, that's from us. No, we drop a penny and it does that.
Oh, okay.
You have to drop a penny. If you spit, it just gets
like
on their head
bomb.
And like blows the top of their head off. Like a mini atomic bomb.
Like a little JFK.
You put it in your ashtray in your car.
Well, now, but if the bullet...
Forward
yeah, you
and
turn
to
in
the
your
left.
Car. Sure, well, you
forward
won't need a car
and to the left.
About a
forward and to the left.
Your spine and went up through your neck and came out the top of your head.
That would be if you were doing yoga when we spit.
No,
yoga.
If a bullet had gone, you know, your anus and gone out the top of your head.
One time I was a young salesman, I was calling on a customer. This customer had a child development center. And it was named Little Necks. Little Necks. That was the name of it, Little Necks. And I asked her, you know, I thought, is that like, what does that mean? And she said, well, it's like, sometimes you just want to wring their little necks. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I won't bring my children here.
She just said
but,
sometimes.
Okay. But I thought, that's a catchy name. Let's put Little Necks real big up there.
Yep, I got some of
the
Little,
little
Necks
is
t-shirts.
Also, isn't that a Little Neck kind of an oyster you eat or a shellfish,
is.
Little Neck shellfish?
It is. That's why there's only 31 minutes left of the last show ever.
The last show before the end of the world.
That's it. No more shows.
Yeah, that'll really be something. What fireworks?
Hal so excited he's falling asleep in the end.
Yeah, I know. I'm already starting to go into my long hibernation.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We were going to set up so your pod would be transported up to the pleasure saucer while you were sleeping.
It's his hibernation. Not
who else is going to the end of the world, by the way?
Well, let's see. The end of the world... we'll have who's the band that's Angry Larry and the Amino Acids will be there, I'm sure.
Yep. Amino Acids are like the Merman used to be to Burning Man.
Yeah, that's right.
It's back so before. Complicated, hard to keep it all straight.
Right, it is hard. It's
and
very,
is Baron von Kirchsteiner going?
I don't know if he'll be there, but now next year you're going to go, right? You're going to go with us next year. Me and you.
Yeah, of course. Oh
and
yeah,
you
sure.
And me.
Oh yeah. But our caller, are you going?
Next year's going to be the big year. And I just wanted to see if maybe, you know, you would go.
Why is it the big year? I mean, how can there be a next year? This is so silly, talking about anything beyond...
Okay, yeah. I'll wait a couple of weeks and talk about it. On the Pleasure Saucer.
See, this caller is already thinking he's on it.
I'll be talking about it on the Pleasure Saucer.
I'll bet you will. Oh, there are those dogs. Let's see if we can quiet them down.
Oh, now the people are going crazy because of the dogs and the Pleasure Saucers, and everybody's running.
What is the deal with that, windows, man?
Any UFO tends to scare the Wahumis.
Why is that?
Oh, they get it. They see that it's really the Pleasure Saucer. Now they're happy.
That was a little bit obstreperous and overbearing.
I'm fighting the caller now to the floor.
Hold the caller down.
Too close to the rectifier. Try again.
Here, I'm going to pretend like I'm going to dribble saliva out of my mouth on the caller's face.
He's
struggling. I was just pretending. I wasn't really going to do it.
See, we can turn off the struggle just like that.
But say no.
Do the X-ray struggle on your mind.
While we have the struggle subdued, we're still performing the tracheotomy on the caller's neck here.
Tracheotomy.
Yeah. Craniotomy, he says. Yeah, that's what it feels like to him.
Some kind of otomy.
Okay, what you're going to hear is Casio music. If you hear that, raise your ear.
Your left ear, not your right ear. Caller? Are you there, caller?
They gave up, cashed in their chips. Fair weather sailors, not in it for the long haul.
Fair weather callers. Fair weather callers.
Candy wastes.
Are you trying to figure out where that thing's coming from?
Whoops in them.
No?
What's that?
One thing?
That one thing?
That you're looking around for?
Just trying to listen to the show. Why don't you go on the internet there and... just kidding.
Yeah.
And do what?
Yeah.
Nothing.
They won't let me on the internet. They won't let me. I don't.
They won't.
Yes, they won't. They're snarky,
yeah,
whiplash, mustaches aquiver with potential.
Who is part of they? Are Doug and
don't
I on the they side?
Michael, Pepe, on the internet.
Well, I'm not part of. I'm not part of a conspiracy, but I am part of the conspiracy that keeps you from getting on the internet. But so is everybody else on this show.
Are you stymied in that?
Because we're on the internet, see? We're on the internet, and you're not. And the fact that we're on the internet makes us part of the conspiracy of keeping you off of the internet.
And we're in the...
We don't even try, and we're a part of that conspiracy.
It's like the people that lend their computers to extraterrestrial search for life. You don't even have to try. It just happens. It just happens. They just take it out of your account.
They just, through the use of adware and spyware, they use your computer processing at night when you leave it on. You're asleep, but your computer's back there processing images for SETI.
Yeah. SETI, right.
SETI. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
The extraterrestrials that are against me, they're denying me my movie star wages for the 12 galaxy populations.
So now you are a movie star in a movie called 12 Galaxies, right? With Frank Pan or whatever. What's his name?
That Frankenstein Living Death.
Frankenstein.
Computer God conspiracy that's preventing me from even selling my own parts and denying me my movie star wages is also won't let me on the internet for less than, what is it? You have to pay high speed $15-$20 a month.
Yeah, you have to pay like $14.99 a month.
Exactly, for ATT, always over my head. ATT.
I know, it's like that time we went to Boomtown and you had the $9 hamburger, and we had the $20 all you can eat lobster. Remember that?
Yeah.
You had the one hamburger, and we had three lobsters each.
You know, I like hamburgers.
I know, you really liked that $9 one you had that day.
That's pretty heavy for a hamburger.
That was pretty heavy, but the $20 was way too heavy, but anyway.
But they're preventing,
So I'm thinking that your $9.99 on the high-speed dial-up where you'll be able to get on the internet at 56K is going to be weak compared to what you could get for $14.99, where you're going to be on there at like a million K.
But, you know, I even called them, and even they told me that the 14 was not much higher than the low speed, and that I should get the $20 if I even wanted to even think about it.
Well, yeah, no, I have the $20 myself. And the $20 is so fast that when I get on the internet, my face actually gets pressed back against the back of the seat. It's so fast that I almost get like car sick. When I go on the internet and I go from place to place, I get the inertia from the swinging through there so fast. I actually hurl every now and then.
Yeah, just like in Lost in Space, when they went off the edge of the solar system.
But now when I go back, even though I have all that type of problems,
your face is altered forever.
Right, but if I go back, my face feels bad because it goes back in the other direction so fast.
Yeah.
It's like slamming on the brakes without wearing your seatbelt, and you're going like 7,000 miles an hour, and the windshield is only about a foot away from you, and so your face goes smashing into the windshield, and it flattens out to the width of, it looks like a pancake on the other side.
But still, when you get back, though, you're younger than everyone else. That's the incredible thing.
That's the frighteningly good part, is that you're younger, your face... And you don't want a flat face, so you stay on that speed once you get on it.
Yeah.
That's why it's worth $20. So you should go for the $20 a month, man.
Smoke. You'll it's be, pretty different from the...
You will be like... Just think about it. That's just don't... You could like save 2 6-packs of beer a month, and you could pay for that.
That's a lot of beer. That's
not a lot for you, though.
I'd have to cut down heavy.
That's like 2 days. That's like 2 days worth of beer for you.
One beer, I'd have to.
You just have to skip 2 days a month of drinking your beer, or at least just milk your previous day for an extra day.
Don't put milk in that beer.
And you'll be so happy.
That'll cure you.
How about
you'll be laughing. You'll be laughing uproariously. You'll be happy, 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 man.
Just pour some tomato juice into that beer.
Mr. Happy Boy. Mr. Happy Boy.
Happy, 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 happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
they're going to take her back.
Man. Your face will be
flat. My face will be flat, and I'll be...
Your face is...
That's okay to be...
No, if your face starts out flat and you only go the low speed, it'll never come unflat. You'll just be flat.
So my face can't be what it can be without high speed.
Your face is going to be what it is.
No, with dial-up, your face would just go straight down toward the floor.
Yeah. You'll be hanging on the floor. You'd be standing on your face.
Because you're waiting in line constantly.
You'd have to lift your face just to take a bathroom.
It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
It's really bad. You have to lift your face to take a bathroom, man.
But you do have to, because you do have to talk to the AT&T people upstairs.
Yeah.
To do it because of the
so save face, man. Go for the full speed. Save face
for the price of a single admission.
You know, it's a great thing about the Bob, the whole Bob thing. The church is so genius.
Small computer.
The church doesn't ask you to have faith in Bob. You know,
you can take pictures using your.
The church asks you to have face in Bob.
Oh, face.
Face. It's the face. It's all about the face. And if you'll just have face, you can only have face and trust your face. Trust your face to tell you the truth about what's really the important things in life.
Your own face?
No, that's not your face. That's your face like...
No, having face.
That's like your face in lowercase.
That's your face
twisted. But your face in uppercase is
it's your face
is that
backwards.
Face with the dots and the pipe in it.
It's not what anybody sees when they see
you.
You
could say, some people say, you know, this is my guru. Well, in the Church of the Subgenius, we say, this is my face.
Dag blang it.
Okay, so yeah, like same face.
The avatar, face, right? Your personal avatar of your soul.
It's Bob. Bob is your face.
Icon, your widget.
Bob is your face.
Bob is your widget. Your face.
He's your face, soul. Man. He's your face. He's your face with dots. And he's got dots, and that's the important thing, and a pipe in it. If you just take your pipe and you stick it in it, people will follow it anywhere.
That whole dots incredible thing?
just have faith. Now, should I try to have
the oldest faith of God? The oldest cult structures, you know, are pre-Hellenic.
Well, are they
the name Eleusis suggests pre-Hellenic Crete. Were you aware of that? Were you aware?
In
fact, no, you were still thinking about the face, and I expect you to think about the face. We fill the face in jugs. We put jugs, and we pass the jugs of face around. People take a big swig off the jug of face, and they say, this is a face-based religion. This Church of the Subgenius is not a faith-based religion. We don't believe in faith. The Church of the Subgenius is a face-based religion.
That's what matters, is your faith. It's what you face. And it is your mask.
He was doing the exact same thing just a week ago.
The mask of the soul. The persona.
Did you see him? He was offering a little, didn't he have somebody else with him for a while? Or?
Yeah. I recorded that. Actually,
yeah, I haven't listened.
Part of
you
it.
Gave me a CD.
Did you listen to any of that?
Not yet. I forgot I had it until just a CD.
You should put that on. Just slap it on, man.
I don't have it with me.
Oh.
So I pulled it out to put it in a better cover and left it on my desk.
Yeah. So just remember, the Church of the Subgenius is a face-based religion, and you should remember the face has a pipe in it. And remember that the pipe is still smoking, because as long as the pipe is smoking, we're still a little bit safe, even though we know that on July the 5th, we're not going to be safe any longer, because the end of the world will indeed come again for the 10th time, or 11th, 10th
you
time.
You really believe that, Doctor?
That the end of the world will be there then?
Yes.
Yeah, I always believe it. I believe it every year.
Well,
it'll be there because you put it there with your own crop.
That's true.
You put in your slack. Your fop is your slack, is your redemption.
You think Michael Pepe is frapping right now, as you people say?
No,
he wouldn't do that.
Okay, just check.
Frapping. No, because you mentally ascend the space saucers and are exited into our land of pleasure and so on. I, of course, have never experienced it. Being blind, crippled, but I have heard that the exalted are actually ushered into the heavenly presence of the Lord of the Universe and beatified, then they rise and are ushered into.
So what clues are there that might guide us in the search for a botanical identity for Fra? In both the Veda and the Avesta, the Fra plant is described as having hanging branches and a yellow color. Its mountain origin is also generally agreed upon. Fra substitutes had to be found once the tradition was forced underground on the Persian plateau. Presumably, substitutes chosen would be similar in appearance to the original frop plant. It is also probable, now we're using frop in place of Habifrop zipilops, its actual botanical term. We will continue to use its pejorative reference.
It has more power.
Since the frop original frop plant, it's probable that the technical terms of the ritual would also be retained. Even if the substitute plant did not correspond perfectly to frop. Since the frop rite was the essence of the subgenius ritual, three daily pressings were necessary to worship Bob and the exists appropriately. Which means large amounts of the plant would have to be required.
Yeah. See?
But most important, no plant could substitute for frop if it were not itself an ecstatic visionary intoxicant worthy of being described in each such extravagant terms.
Perhaps frop is the pleasure sauce.
You better get your ticket today. We hope we see you at the Pleasure Saucers hatchway, but...
Now, you're going to be the greeter? You'll be greeting this year, right?
We did last year.
Yeah. You stand at the doorway, and as the participants come through, Dr. Hal greets them. He's like the Walmart greeter. He's like that Walmart greeter in Idiocracy.
It's a lot like the Navigator.
Welcome to Walmart. I love you. Welcome to Walmart. I love you.
Some of the steward eye from the Pleasure Saucers.
It was welcome to Costco. I love you. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
The stewardess is all of
everybody
them.
Loves everybody.
The stewardesses always come in when they're so... when you need them to come in. You're just sitting there and you don't even have a chance to think about wanting something because the stewardess is already there waiting and providing it. Whatever it is, you don't even know. You might be wanting a 57 Chevy to work on. And there it is all of a sudden with the best set of tools imaginable. And your own private mechanic there to help you if you need help. You can do it like you want to.
Household full of servants. All dedicated
if
to
you're
your
a,
comfort.
If you're a guy who likes to work out in the garage and build shelves, you're going to have a wood shop there, a whole wood shop that's got the best tools in it. It's got, like, a whole drawer full of white raisins. And if you're a Muslim woodworker, you're going to have, like, 72 virgins in there.
Raisins.
Virgins. But no, in our subgenius... has heaven for Muslims, for reformed Muslims, we're gonna substitute the 72 raisins with 72 virgins.
Because we're gonna virgin and raisin sound alike in that language.
Right, but we're actually gonna replace raisins and put real virgins in there for any subgenius Muslims who've reformed and are no longer like worshiping Allah, the moon god.
I'd call it an upgrade.
And any reformed Catholics, if we can get a reformed Catholic in there who will repudiate the Pope's overlordship over the world, then we'll... No, the Pope is like, he's the intercessor. He's between... For Catholics, you can't go straight to God without going through the Pope,
Well, at least they have that.
The Pope.
If you believe that you are God, then you don't have to go straight to God because he's already there, see?
Right? Yeah. So you don't really need the church.
Not the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
No offense to any Catholics out there.
Oh, I'm sure there was none taken.
We didn't mean to, like, talk bad about your faith, but this is not a faith-based religion. It's a face-based religion.
Now it becomes clear.
See, we just don't tolerate this whole faith thing. We can't have faith in something that you have to believe on just, with no evidence.
Puzzling or otherwise.
Right. At least in the Church of the Subgenius, you got all the evidence you need because you got the face. There it is.
Where does that leave Mr. No Face? He's really out of luck.
In the Beetle film or the...
In
the Superman comic.
The end of the
world.
No
Face?
The Batman, I'm sorry. Mr. No Face.
Are you Little Face?
Dick Tracy. Right?
Dick Tracy was No Face.
His whole face.
They have to fatten up the face. We fatten
up
the face.
That's why we started doing those face transplants in France a year ago.
And usually he would be allied with Mr. Clinton.
The face transplants? That's better than the trans face plants. I remember those trans face plants we used to do. We would grow the trans face plant in our garden, and then we would do face transplants on it.
Face
plant would have its own face transplanted. And we'd take the transplanted face plants.
Right?
It's a plant face, right.
Okay.
But we'd transplant the face.
Not much of a face.
And the face plant would then, we would have a trance going on with the face plant. And then we would do the transplant on the face of the face plant.
So it's a transface plant place.
It's right. It had kept it kept the face of its neighbor.
Yeah.
Because we didn't ever transplant the face of the face plant too far away so that the trance could
face
still
plant.
Work on the same face. It's a real it's a complicated
plant,
process.
You know, and
every face needs a plant.
And
every plant,
every trance needs a plant. Every trance needs a face.
And every face needs a transplant.
And every pot.
And I did a face plant on the way over here. I tripped and fell and did a face plant.
But did anyone see
you?
You
don't remember
FMA.
They wouldn't give you
no, but who needs to? Did someone need to see me transplant?
Do a face plant? You're on the honor system.
You put some pot in your chicken, of course, that's the difference.
So just believe what I said. I always give some pot to my chicken before I put my chicken in a pot. Sure, she does.
Yeah,
but I take that potted plant, the pot plant, and I stuff it in my chicken before I stick it in the pot.
Wow, look at that. It goes right in.
Stick it in your pot smoking.
Hey, watch
chicken's
it.
Chick. Your chick's chick.
I like to diddle that
and
chicken.
And then you trance your
before
plant,
I do some chicken flicking.
Snap the plant.
Now pick the chicken.
In a can of frozen meat.
I pick the chicken and do some chicken diddling. Or some get fiddling with my chicken diddling.
You were diddling your chicken?
With my chicken
and
finger. It's chicken licking, chicken finger licking good.
I've seen your chicken
picking licking.
I've seen your kitten diddle a chicken.
You saw me diddle that chicken?
I know, I saw your kitten.
With a chicken fiddle?
But who cares if the end of the world is coming up? You have 9 minutes.
That's true. We got 9 minutes since the end of the world.
End of the world.
Well, no, the end of the world's not tonight. We're just going to talk about it.
Michael Pepe is doing the. Yeah, but then there's no more show for that for these guys in California.
Oh yeah, because we're not going to have a show next week, right? This is
the
last
show for them at 5 a.m. And this is the last show.
This is the last show before X Day, and you know we like to be able to tell the folks about it so they're prepared a little bit. Those that still want to get in on the last deal, I'm sure you can probably buy your way to the front of the line if you talk to Reverend Stang, but you'll have to grease his palm. We won't actually benefit from that at all.
Yes, we
will. Anyway, there's no way we would profit from that type of a thing. Now, Reverend Howe will probably not actually, he won't profit in any way. There won't be any aggrandizement. He will probably be diminished in his overall slack just through the outpouring of effort that he will do in his performance. He has a very difficult performance. It takes a lot of energy. And generally, he sweats like 4 or 5 pounds off in the night while he's doing his show. He goes through so much. There's so much energy. You'll see him mopping his brow. A lot of people will be there taking care of him. His entourage will come out. They'll throw the towels over his shoulders. They'll help him off stage because generally he will have put so much energy into it. I mean, right now, the energy level that Dr. Howe is exuding is just, it's almost setting fire to the studio. I wish you could just see it. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. I wish you could see it. Can you see it?
I have seen Hal Robbins climb a 13-story building.
Barehanded, right?
Barehanded on the outside, butt naked.
Oh no!
Under 11 minutes.
Don't speak to me.
So, what do you think this ancient admixture was? That made up this ancient form of frop. What do you think was that that constituted?
Did you say it was a cataphilia?
It was a euthanogen. It was a euthanogen.
Wasn't that the first human settlement in Turkey? Cataphilia?
Yeah, it was, actually.
The first where they discovered many firsts.
Well, one of the things they discovered was, like, they knew they were worshipping cattle there.
So
okay,
they baked
the king. Worshipping them?
Really?
Yeah, I remember the one of the first excavations
now,
found...
Is that like the Cave of Lascaux? Is that what that is?
They had cattle that were like... Were different than oxen. They were of a variety that's no longer around. Some ancient form of cattle. Had an interesting... But they had a vulture ritual, and the priestesses were disguised as vultures. And that was based on the discovery of wall paintings of vultures and skulls found in baskets below each large bull's head on the west and east walls of this particular discovery. This excavation at Cattle Hayek has been called a premature flash of brilliance and complexity. Although barely begun, the excavation of Cattle Hayek has already yielded amazing shrines with cattle bas-reliefs and heads of now extinct aurochs. Yes, this was the aurochs. The Boz primigenius. So the aurochs was the progenitor of modern cattle.
Frisky, huh?
Yes, what
was called. These aurochs are massive. You know, that's what oxen were derived from as well. I saw an ox recently, and they are very, very large cattle.
So, but that doesn't mean they worshipped the aurochs.
No, well, the once they saw their shrines, that's when they realized that they were covered in an ochre designs, very complex paintings of these aurochs. And so they know that there was some kind of adoration of the ox itself going on.
Well, these are probably subgenae.
Probably so.
You know, they
can't help it.
There were probably yetis and sasquatches and so forth in the vicinity as well. Some kind of alien.
It was probably a primogenitor of those as well. A yeti, an early yeti form.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like the yeti ostrich that they found, and then that other in what is now Brazil, and the Sasquatch beaver gull.
Right, and Kurgan.
The Kurgan.
Don't forget about the Kurgan waves theory.
Which produced its own,
Well, that's, Kurgan, of how Indo-European languages were dispersed. The diffusion theory that Kurgan waves espouses is, from a linguistic perspective, explains so much about how Indo-Europeans borrowed a massive number of words from the North Caucasian language of Anatolia.
Huh.
Right, and that argues for our conclusion that Cattle Hayek was not founded by Indo-Europeans who would have migrated there during a much later period, but was actually founded by these prototype North Caucasians.
It's just wonderful that you young people going over ancient history.
And the legacy of Cattle Hayek was suppressed precisely because of the culture's deep association with the mother goddess.
And she...
Oh!
But then they killed her.
Thank you. Dígame. Con Cacharito. Un momento.
¿Oigo? Ah, sí, sí, sí. Bueno, sí. Cacharito, sí. Siempre con swing. ¿Ok?